Lamed Aleph, just the last, the bottom Gemara on Lamed Aleph Beis. Again, the bottom Gemara was Omer Rabbi Yasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Says over the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that Shloisha Yein Hashem. There are three different types of wine that you can have from a goy that has three different halachas. Hey, Yayin Nesach, the first one is Yayin Nesach, Rashi Session, it's Nasdech Lavoros Kechavim, that we know for sure a guy took this wine and he poured it or he mixed it in front of the Avoy Dezorah. So such wine is also midi Yiraisa, it's also Bahano, like we dash in the Psukim before, that Yayin Nesach is like a Zevach of a korban to a Avoy Dezorah, it's Takruvas Avoy Dezorah, which is also Bahano Kemes. So he says also Bahano, and it has tumah like a mace also, just like a mace. Is Tomei Rashi says masa v'oil is kemace. Iskish takrubas avos kachovim lemace. Any takrubas, anything you used, you brought to worship the avoy dezor itself, has a locha like a mace that has tumas tuma oil and masa, and the chiddush is b'kazayis. Even though we're talking about wine over here, that usually wine is brevius. Here the Lach Rizal is Pekazayis. And the third place, the fourth place, it says, V'nesa mitam takruvois mitama bekazayis kumoy zevach. Since takruvois, we learn out from a zevach, so just like a zevach is a korban, which is meat, meat is a shira of bekazayis, here also yayin, that we learn out from zevach, also has a shira of bekazayis. Right, so this is the first one, yayin nesach. Now, stam yeinam, Stam Yena means any wine you buy or a guy touched. Even though he was not menasechit, he did not pour it in front of the Avoy Dezora, that's called Stam Yenam. Like this manazer, all the wine we have from the goyim is called Stam Yenam. Today they are not menasech the wine, but still it's called Stam Yenam, wine you receive from a goy. Halach reads, Osab Hano, Poshin Midrabonon, it's Osab Hano. And Rashi says, Mishum Gzeiras Yayin Esach, the Rabbanan made Gzeira now, any wine that we have from a guy is Asa Bano. It's a Gzeira, just like wine that he was Menaseach, is Asa Bano. So Stam Yayin is also Asa Bano. But here there's a difference in the Tumah. On Metama Tumas Mashkin Brevis. It only has a Lacha like a Rishon Betumah. That means it's only Metama this wine, food. Other food, Oichel or Mashkin. But it's not Metama Adam. It has a locha like a rishon l'tuma, that's not metama odom v'kelim, it's only metama oichlin or mashkin. And also here you need the shear of revius. Like regular any other mashke needs the shear of revius. Now the third type of a locha is, what's going to be hamafkid yenoi eitz lodi kachogim? A Jew has his wine that he gives it for a pikod and he tells the guy, please watch my wine for the day. So such a locha, when he gives it back to you, it's also bishtia. We'll have to understand why. You're not allowed to drink this wine anymore. But a mutabano, you're allowed to have ano, you're allowed to have enjoyment from this wine. Where you made a pikadon, you left your wine overnight by the guy. So it's a modern halacha, it's also bishtia, but it's mutabano. So Tayyus asked the question why. Like a manashach, if we're afraid that he's echlufei, he'll change around the wine for his own wine, so it should be asabanar also. If you're afraid he'll drink from it, he'll touch it, it should be asabanar also. So how do you have this case that it's also bishtia, but it's mutabano? So it's the yeshloima, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the time of the Yomel Kamon, Rabbi Shmuel, he holds Yain Shal Yisrael, Shenoga Be'ovi Kechovin, mutabano. He also knows, even if the Gutaka were afraid that the guy touched it, he was Mizayif, he did open up the barrel, and he put his hands, he touched the wine. But even though the guy touched the wine, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's halacha, that it's still mutabano, it's only Yosef Ishtiyah. So that's this halacha over here also, that we have to be afraid maybe the guy touched the wine, and therefore it's also b'shtiyah. But for Hano, that's a Yudu ben Maseret halacha, it's mutter b'Hano. Right, now the more asked the question, is this true, this third halacha, v'yotznan, we learned like this. We have, there's a Mishnah in Bechoros, that ha-mafkid peiros of eitz lovi kechavim. If somebody deposits his peiros, he has a bag of apples, a bag of wheat, by the guy overnight, that you have to be afraid that maybe the guy changed around this bag of wheat with his own bag of wheat. And maybe if it's Shemitah this year, maybe it's Eretz of Shemitah. And if it's Shalom of Maisa, you have to be afraid maybe Maisa was not taken. Like we're going to the Mount Yellow, my story said, Akum is not Mafkiya Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even the parents of an Akum, you have to take off Truma Samaisus. So it says here, if you deposit your bag of wheat by a guy, when you come and pick it up the next day, you have to be afraid maybe he changed it with his own bag. So here, why do you say if you deposit wine overnight, the next day it's mutabano? Why is it mutabano? You have to be afraid he exchanged it with his own wine. That's if you say agrees that stam yenom is also bano. So here, why aren't we afraid he exchanged it for his own wine? So my answer is the case is kagoyin shiachad la karen zovis. It's talking about that the guy gave you a special corner, a special closet where to put your wine overnight. And Rashi says, Umosoloi Mafteh, the guy gave you the key to the closet. Or Yosakhaisam Rosi made a seal. So it's talking about now you have one seal. So since you have one seal, here we're not afraid the guy exchanged it. He did not exchange it. So therefore it's not called Stam Yenim. It's only your wine that was by the guy. Still, the loch is, we'll soon see it's also b'shtiyah, but it's mutabano. So Gemara says, so, Ihochi, so Gemara's question, Ihochi, if so, b'shtiyah na'mi l'shtori? If so, the Gemara is, if we're talking about he gave him a Karen Zovis, and like Rashi says, he has the key, or he has the seal, so what are you afraid? It should be mutabano b'shtiyah also. It's the same wine you gave, he did not touch it, so it should be mutabano b'shtiyah, you should be able to drink it. So Mar says, why? The Rabbi Yechanan, Ikloi LePrud. Rabbi Yechanan once went into the city called Prud. Rashi's Mokam, is this the place where Bar Kapara lived when he was alive? So he went into Prud. Omri said, Klum Yesh Mishnas Bar Kapara. Does anybody know the learning of Bar Kapara? There is, he was Nifta, but this is the place where he lived. Tana, they learned like this. Tana Leir of Tanchum, the Min Parud. He taught over like this, that Bar Kapara held, that he held, yes, it's like a mutabishti, you're allowed to drink the wine. In this case, where you're miyachad, a closet, and he gave you the key, so you have one simin, it's mutabishtiya. So on this, Rabbi Yechon said, Korilei called upon this the pasuk of Mokam Shi'ipolaitz Shom Yehu. The place the tree fell, that's where it is. So Mora says, Shom Yehu, that's where it is, the tree fell down. That's where the fruits are. So Rashi explains here also, the place where the tzaddik lived, in other words, the makom where Bar Kapara lived, people know his learnings, his peris. So he went to that place where he lived, and he asked around, what is his shita? And the people, the talmidim, told him of what he held. Here we see that when you mafkid with a Karen Zoviet, it's muta b'shtiyah. Saka der b'yudavam b'seira hold, it's also b'shtiyah. Where it says, Omer Rab Zeru Lakash, there's no question over here. I'll tell you what's a machlokes. Ho Reb Leza, ho Rabbonin. It's a machlokes between Reb Leza and the Rabbonin. Whether a chaisam, a seal helps or not. Are we afraid that maybe the guy was Mazayif changed, tore off the seal, and made a new one? The time you've learned like this. Echad alokeach, whether you buy, the echad aseicha, whether you rent. You rent or you bought one apartment in between other goyim in a chotzer where other goyim live there. You filled up your courtyard with wine. So it's a question now, the goyim are walking by there, are we afraid they will take one barrel and put back their own barrel of wine? So it says if you have a maftech, if you have a key to that closet, or else you have a chosim, you have a seal on the barrels. So, Reb Leza Mater, Leza says, even with one seal, or with one mafteach, it's okay, we're not afraid a guy would be mezayif, take the wine, and be mezayif, try and make another seal. We're not afraid. With one seal, with one chosim, it's muta. The Chomim Moisim, the Chomim say no, still it's also. We're afraid that maybe the goyim will change it. Rashi says, the Chomim Moisim, Lassus came, you're not allowed to do this, leave your wine by a guy, even though you have one seal or one key. The Yavid Rashi says, Shari Bano, Kedamrin Liel, if you do this, so Mashmas only Yechshash Mid Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin Roni Machmir Vishdiya, that you're not allowed to drink the wine, that was a Yudhim says, Halacha before, but Bano it's Mutta. Lamaisa, you have one seal. Again, you put the wine by the guy in his closet, but he gave you the key, or else you have a seal over there. In such a case, the Rabbanan said you should not do this, but if you do it, it's also to drink the wine, but you have to be afraid this much. Maybe the guy exchanged it, but Bahanoat Smutta. The Tosfos said also, since it's only Yosim in the Rabbanan Stam Yenim, so Rabbanan were not that Machmir. Therefore, it's enough to say it's also Beshtiya, but it's Mutabano. So the Machlaikas Rebbelez and the Rabbanan is one Schoisim enough or not? Yeah. Chamaisim. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bray, the Rabbi Chiya Ban Achmeni, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav, V'yamri lo, some say, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ziri, V'yamri lo, and some say, it was Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Li Abba, Bachoma, it was Abba Bachoma that told me this, that Hachi Yom Ziri, this is the way Ziri said, Halacha Kerebeleza, that we paskin like Rebeleza, that it's Mutta, that with one seal, it's Mutta, and he even allowed to drink the wine, it's Mutta Vishtiya. One seal is enough. Omer Reb Lozor, so Lozor is like this. Hakil Mishtamer B'chayis Semechil argues a little bit and says like this. Everything is watched with one seal, chutz min hayayin, except wine. Because if you give a bottle of wine for a guy to deliver it home, to deliver it to somebody, so one seal is not enough. Any other thing, if you give him meat, so if you have one seal, it's okay. But wine, we have to be afraid, maybe the guy will break open and still be minaseach the wine. Shein mishtame b'chayisim echad. Wine is not enough with one seal, because the guy has a special taiva to do yayin nesach. He has a special desire to take this wine and to minaseach it. So not only we're afraid he's going to drink it, we're afraid he's going to be minaseach it. Therefore, one seal is not enough. We'll soon say, that's why you need two seals, we'll soon say. Right, right. We'll soon talk about it, right. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Afilu Yayin Mishtama B'chayis Temech. He says no. Rabbi Yechon knows even wine. You could send a barrel of wine with a guy, even though there's only one seal on it. Yeah. So, and he knows what, one seal is enough? We're not afraid the guy will be mezayfit, take it apart. The Mara says, Vloy Tligas, no machlekas Rebeleza and Rabbi Yechonin. Hawk Rebeleza, that Rabbi Yechonin says it's okay, it's Mishtama goes according to Rebeleza, that Rebeleza holds even by wine, one seal is enough. Hawk Rabbonin, and Rabbi Elazar said according to Rabbanan Shita that no, one seal is not enough by wine. So he's saying a kula that Rabbanan only said this by wine. By wine is a special taiva to make yayin nesach. But by anything else, the Rabbanan also agreed one seal is enough. Now he could the army something like this. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says hakel mishtamer b'chayisim b'teichayisim. That he said, no, everything needs like two seals. We'll soon see what this is. Chaysem b'tay chaysem. That Rabbi Elazar said, how clear everything is watched with a seal in a second seal. Chutz min hayayin, he was the chumer here. Except excluding wine, shein mishtame b'chaysem b'tay chaysem. That wine, you cannot deliver wine with a guy, even though you have two seals on it. You still have to be afraid the guy will break open both seals, and make yayin nesach, and then return it, then deliver it. That's halacha. That even wine is enough, but you have to have chaysim b'tei chaysim. You have to have two seals. So here, smash from anything you send with a guy. It's not enough one seal. You have to have two seals. If you send meat, or you send an airplanes when you have the kosher food, you'll have to have, we'll soon say chaysim b'tei chaysim. You'll have to have two seals.
Yeah.
No, it's better. It's better. It's a double shmira. Sure, it's better. And the more so according to this, they're both going according to Rabbanan Shita. That they both, that Rabbanan says one seal is not enough. One chaysim is not enough. You need two seals. So the machlokes is two seals enough for wine also? Or maybe no, for wine it's not enough. So kamashma for wine is enough. Yeah, v'tavayuk Rabbanan. Mass over one hole. Keep pligi Rabbanan alei the Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbanan argue Rabbi Elazar b'chayis semech? Only by one seal. Aber b'chayis matay chayis shari. Even by wine. Even by wine they hold. If you have two seals, we'll soon see what two seals are. It's enough by wine. Umasav one of no. Afilu chayis matay chayis matay. No, that even when the Rabbanan argue, they mean to argue even with two seals. Even chayis matay chayis still it's awesome. Now the Gemara says, Hey chidami, what's the case? of a choysim b'tei choysim. What is this that we say you need two seals, one seal is not enough? What is the case of choysim b'tei choysim? So Mora says, Omar Rova, agno de puma dechavita. If you take a basin and put it on top of a barrel, Rashi says, kopa mizrak, al pichovius, and srika, you like, tach betitra, you cement it down, you glue it down, you make it tight around the barrel. So first of all, there's a tight cover on the barrel itself, and now on top of the whole barrel, you're putting another basin to smear, glue it down. So if so, the pshat is going to be a big tircha, a big bother for the guy to untie, to untake these two seals. Now the pshat is, it could be done. This is something that a guy could do. It's only there's a big bother in doing it. So chaysim b'techachim, the pshat is, since there's such a bother to do it, we say the guy will not do it. We'll soon see why today it's different. We'll soon see. Another case is, he seals it down and he puts the chasima there. If he cannot do this, then the kula, let him take Rashi's cup for sal, let him take another basket on top of the same type of thing, on top of the basket itself, or mahadik, and press it down tight. That's called hevichaisim b'tei chaisim. He did it very tight, that's like two seals. So, loy mehadik loy hevi chaisim b'tei chaisim. But if it's not tight, it's not called a chaisim b'tei chaisim. So Rashi has a mehadik, nichnas b'deichik piyasal l'vloy etachavis, hechaisim v'loy, why Rashi says, v'loy torach l'zyufikuli hai. A guy will not bother to do so much to unbreak, to untight the top barrel, and then to make loose the cover, that's too hard. But it could be done, just it's too much tircha. So this alone is enough. Another case is, noid bediskia. If you have a noid, that's a flask, a skin flask. So noid bediskia, another bag. You put the skin flask of wine inside a disc, inside a bag. Now, chasimas pivlamata. If the chasima of the noid is downwards, and then you put on top of the bag, you tie it up, the bag also, that's called the chasim b'tei chasim. But it's a big bother to untie the top knot of the bag, and then to pull out the flask and to open up the flask, that's a big bother. But pivla mala, if the opening of the flask is on top, well, you have a chaisim b'tei chaisim, then it's not such a big bother. The two seals are right there, the two knots are one next to another. It's no big bother to open up both knots, the knot of the flask and the knot of the bag. That's not called a chaisim b'tei chaisim. Yeah. The rest is also the same thing. If the knot is downwards, it's too much of a bother to go untie the top one, then pull out the bottom one, untie the bottom one. It's too much of a tircha. So it's a question only of tircha, too much of a bother. But for sure it could be done. Let's see a little bit more. But if you'll bend over the opening on top, legav downwards inside, v'tzayin, you tie it down there, v'chaisim, have a chaisim b'tei chaisim. Again, this would be considered a chaisim b'tei chaisim, because then again, it's a big bother to untie it. So Ramesh is at Sal, in the tshuva, it's a medayik like this. Like here, it's only mashma, the side of a chaisim b'tei chaisim is, it's a bother to do it. Now there's one chaisim, mashma, you have a good knot there. But anybody could untie the knot. So that alone is not enough. If you have like a double knot, real hard to do, then it's called a machlekes, that's good or not. But what's going to be something that's not possible to duplicate? Let's say you have our bottles, our wine bottles, that you untie, you crack the seal. If a guy would uncrack the seal, it's not possible to make it back again. That would be good even with one seal. That's not our Gemara. And the thing that the guy cannot duplicate, that for sure, it's a good seal. Here we're only talking about things that the goyim could untie and could make it back together again. The question is how much of a bother it is. But if it's something, a real good seal, that if they open it, it's nicker, it's not possible for them to put it back together again, so that will be mutter even with one seal. That's why a kedem wine bottle, that you untie the top, we have to break. You know what I mean? You have to like break, you make the seal to two pieces. And you have to break it, right, yeah. That would be okay. If there's only a cork there, that's nothing. That's only tircha. So one tircha the guy maybe would do.
But if it's a thing that when you break open, and we'll put it back again, it's nikka clearly that it was open, it's not possible for him to duplicate, you have to go back to the kedem, a factory, and have it done there, but we're not chayshu, the guy would do that, then it could be with even one seal, it would be enough.
What about
let's go. Tana Rabbanon like this, Tana Rabbanon. For Rishayin Ha'ayim, at the beginning they used to say, Yayin Shal Ayin Kushi, the wine that comes from this city, Ayin Kushi, also, you're not allowed to drink the wine from this city. Mefnei Biras Rika, because right next to it was a city that the Goyim lived, and they were not makpid on Maga. So this city of Ayin Kushi would let the Goyim come in and touch their wine. So therefore, the wine of Ayin Kushi is also awesome. Rashi says, Ayin Kushi Mokum Kusim. That was a place that Kusim lived. Kusim, we know are Jews, just are not makpid on certain mitzvahs. So you have to be afraid they're not makpid on Maga Akum. They don't mind if Goyim come and touch their wine. So since the next city had Goyim, we have to be afraid when the Goyim come into the city or by the Kusim, they will touch their wine. Therefore the wine of Ayin Kushi is also. The Shel Brakta, same thing also. And the wine that came from the city Brakta also, a city that Kusim lived there, it's also Mefnei Kfar Pashoi. Because the next city were Goyim and they would let them touch their wine. Vishel Zagdur Osim of Nei Kfar Sholem. Same thing, this city's wine is also because Kusum lived there, and they're not makbid of the neighboring city, the Goyim will touch the wine. Chazulayim, then they retracted and said, it depends. Chav Yis Psuchai Sasuris, if it's an open barrel of wine, and then the wine is also, then we have to be afraid these Kusim let the Goyim touch the wine.
Yeah.
But Stumas, as if it's closed, a sealed barrel, then Mutaris, then it's okay. They do not let them touch or open their sealed barrels. So what's the question? What was the Havamino? What did we think at the beginning and what did we think at the end? Mikoro myself at the beginning, what did we think? To say it's all also. Well, if Saif Mike is so that we say no, if it's sealed, it's muta. Mikoro Sava and Kusi Makpura Magavik Chavin. A Kusi doesn't care if a guy comes and touches his wine. Therefore, Loshna Psuchas Loshna Sumas. It does not make a difference whether the barrel is open or closed. Still, we have to be afraid the guy touched the wine. Therefore, it's also b'shti, also b'no. Well, if Saif at the end we thought, Saif like this, Kiloi Kopid, when is a Kusi, when doesn't he care about it? Apsuchas, only if the barrel is open. Because he's going to drink it, he doesn't care what he drinks. But Astumas, closed barrels, Mikpat Kopid, he cares about it. Because the closed barrel he wants to sell to the Jews. And he knows that a Jew would not buy the barrel if a guy touched it. Therefore, he'll be makbid on the closed barrel that he plans to sell or to store, to sell to a Jew, not to let a guy touch it. Therefore, stumas are okay. The Rav Tzvi speaks out. The Bam Kimkom Makom Kibun Shadaita Listam Uliskayim. Since the Kusi plans to steal this barrel and keep it, Limchol he saw to sell it to a Jew. Minter he watches it. He doesn't want any problems later when he comes to sell it to the Jews. So he'll make sure now it's glad kosher that no guy touched it at all. That's the maskana. So if it's a closed barrel, then it's alright. Now the Gemara's question, is this true? Ostumus materis, if the barrel is closed, you want to tell me it's okay? Or in minu, I have a question. It sounds like this. Hashaleya chovis, shoyayin, the yatusi, if you send your barrel of wine to your